Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 256 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. Exhibit A, Georgia, Dougherty County, the State of Georgia, 1, Indictment for Murder, versus 1, in Superior Court, Fulton County, Leo M. Frank, 1, Georgia, Motion for New Trial. Before me personally appeared R.L. Gremmer, who being duly sworn deposes and says that he makes this affidavit to be used on the motion for new trial in the above case. Further deposing, he says that he is a resident of Albany, Georgia, that he is acquainted with Mac Farkas, who works with Mr. Sam Farkas, who operates a livery stable and sale barn in Albany. Further deposing, he says that between the time of the murder of Mary Fagan and the trial of Leo M. Frank, the exact date this deponent cannot state, deponent was standing in front of Mr. Sam. Farkas's place of business on Broad Street in Albany, in the presence of Mac Farkas and others, including a party by the name of A.H. Hensley, said Hensley is the same party whose picture appears on page 2 of the Atlanta Georgian issue of August 28th, and on page 2 of the issue of the same paper of August 23rd, as a juror in the Frank case. At said time and place, deponent heard the said Hensley express his conviction that Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan. His exact language was, "There can be no doubt that Frank is guilty. I know he is guilty," referring to the murder of Mary Fagan. Further deposing, he says he stated to, said Hensley, "It is queer that a man of Frank's standing could be guilty of such a crime." Hensley said, "Without a doubt he is guilty." Deponent said, "What do you mean by without a doubt?" Hensley said, "Positively, without a doubt to my mind or to anyone else." R.L. Gremmer, sworn to and subscribed before me, Sept. 4th, 1913, L.L. Ford, 173 N.P. Dougherty County, Georgia, N.P. Seal.